W8RCY. Oh, yeah, I know about, you know, those kind of things about not having to make the final payment and the accidental withdrawal out of my government check for that final payment with the stuff that I paid off earlier this year. They accidentally took a payment out of that, and by the time I called, I cried foul on that to them. They realized, yeah, we made the mistake. We're aware of it. You will be hearing from the government about your check, and you will be getting that money in a separate check back, probably in about 10 days because the government's pretty quick on that. And then I got the stuff from the Social Security emailed to me, and they said everything, yeah, there was a mistake made, blah, 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 and I had the check like 10 days later. So I get it, but, yeah, FedEx is a good – I mean, I've been working with FedEx since, God, probably the late 90s when they were a title sponsor for our IndyCar series. And, yeah, I saw how they worked, and FedEx is the only company I work with. I don't work with Brown because they screw up, and they screw up a lot over here to our senior center. So I have my issues with Brown, but I either do Postal or I do FedEx. But I have an account with FedEx. I have a personal account, and I've maintained a business account with them for racing purposes when I have to get stuff sent that way. But, FedEx is reliable, dependable. I mean, once I saw a product, a race part shipped from North Carolina to Australia in practically overnight, I couldn't believe it got there that quickly. So FedEx is the way to go for sure. That's my take on it. Steve?
Yeah, back in the 1980s, worked for EDS, and a lot of our stuff come out of Plano, Texas, or down in Dallas. And you see, send a lot of documents to FedEx. Even I think from like our regional place in Bloomfield, and I was in, or was it like Redford or Livonia at times. You use FedEx a lot. That comes back a lot of years. Sean?